Do you get the feeling that you can start to plan a holiday with a little bit of confidence now? You would have been pleased to see, if you're hoping to get to North Queensland, that Jetstar will resume its flights between Newcastle and Cairns from the 17th of December. But how much else is going on behind the scenes, and when will we see more routes put back onto the schedules? Dr. Peter Cock is the CEO of Newcastle Airport and joins me now. Peter, thanks for doing that, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's been a little while since we've spoken. Can you take us through the last 12 weeks?
It's been pretty quiet here, as you can imagine. It's the old story. Car parks absolutely empty out. All the retailers close and all their staff have to go sit at home. I'm looking out the front of the terminal now and there's no aeroplanes. So but I think we're down to 1%. I think we're down to the lowest we've been through any of the lockdowns at the moment in terms of passenger throughput.
How's the optimism?
Strangely enough, really good, really good. So whilst I was then talking about what was happening on the ground, behind the scenes, we've been working really hard because the airlines, as they did last time, are trying to re-establish and start creating new routes. We're working hard. We got that $66 million for the runway upgrade that'll connect the region to the world. And we're also looking at now a terminal expansion to match that runway and working hard, talking to state government, but also starting doing preliminary design. So actually, we've been flat out.
How are bookings? Have you heard back from Jetstar? I mean, they've announced this route today, and I presume some of the others are falling into place as well. How is the market likely to respond, do you think, when they get the opportunity?
Well, my family's booked. That's three tickets anyway, so they've got three returns. But we haven't heard back from them yet, but there's other metrics we can use, and so we put a competition out there about getting back to Cairns. We had 1,300 entries. Our traffic to our website's 1,400% up. Our engagement with Facebook's 600% up. And our media reach has increased because of all the people looking at us. So people are absolutely starting to get interested in travel again. I think everyone's come out of hibernation or come out of imprisonment kind of thing and really wants to get going.
Most people wouldn't appreciate, I don't think, the intricacy of an airline schedule. For a plane to fly out of somewhere, it's got to be available and, you know, in close proximity and capable of arriving in the right location at the right time. And then what happens to it after that, of course, becomes an issue of contemplation for the airlines. So with everything that's happened in regard to COVID, how likely are the airlines to hit the ground running, so to speak?
Oh, very likely. They've got teams of people who focus on just what you were talking about. And the other complication you didn't mention was the crew. So you can't leave a crew in the wrong spot. And airlines, a modern jetliner might cost, I don't know, $10,000 an hour to fly. So you can't fly them around, can't afford to fly them around empty. So it is very complicated. But those guys and girls are doing it every single day. And that's why people might find they get some text from an airline saying, oh, we've changed this, we've changed that, because the airlines are shuffling to bring more capacity on. The other exciting one we heard about today was there's an airline route attraction fund being announced by the New South Wales government. So the government's putting $60 million on the table for New South Wales airports to attract new air routes into New South Wales. So It's a really amazing thing, and it's the first time that I know that the New South Wales government has done this.
And of course, you've got a fair degree of expertise and experience, of course, in new routes. So, how do you think Newcastle will be placed to capitalise on this funding?
Really well. I mean, we've got the basics of what's required, which is a population that loves to fly, and lots of attractions for people to fly into and look at, and some pretty entrepreneurial business people. So, there's business going on in our area as well, and we've got about 1 million people in our catchment. The fund, as we understand, is until 2023, so it's just absolutely well placed for our trying to attract that first route in from Asia to fly in on that new runway we're going to get.
And what's the likelihood that you'll be able to secure an international route into the region?
Well, with that state government assistance, I think it's increased dramatically. We know that lots of people here fly out, so we've got the outbound traffic and we've got the attractions in. I'm really positive now that we're going to get Cairns back, Auckland back next year with this state government support and the state government really leaning in. it's just an amazing boost. It comes at such a right time when everyone wants to start up again and looking for that bit of confidence.
Peter, what about those regular routes, Newcastle-Melbourne, Newcastle-Brisbane, Newcastle-Gold Coast? How are they shaping up? When will they be back in the air?
We expect Brisbane and Goldie to be really ramping up around 17 December. There's already Brisbane's already got some flights now, so for people that want to reunite and can get in. But Goldie will ramp up as well on the 17th of December, probably Sunshine Coast around that time as well. Melbourne's running a skeleton service, so if you'd like to reunite and take advantage of the border openings there, you can now. But that's early November, maybe around the 3rd or 4th of November.
How do you think 2022 is going to look from the airport's perspective, Peter?
Last time we opened up, by about April, May, we were back at about 80% of pre-COVID traffic. So we're hoping that sort of trend increases. I think the big unknown for us is business traffic, what businesses do. I think that their recovery into flying might be a bit slower. I think it's positive. It's actually going to be busy because people will see works on the airfield. They'll start seeing physical works around the terminal. Hopefully, if we can get some support from New South Wales government for a terminal expansion, they'll actually start seeing hoardings go up and pictures of the future airport that they're going to get. And so it's actually going to be a real period of change and a real movement to the next generation of what this airport's going to be.